Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
In 2015 and 2016, the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital in England experienced a shocking surge in infant mortality rates.
As authorities worked to uncover the cause of the tragedy, nurse Lucy Letby came under suspicion. Arrested three times over a period of 2 years, Letby now stands trial, accused of 8 murders and 10 attempted murders of babies under her care.
With allegations ranging from injecting air into babies' veins to using insulin to end their lives, the case has captivated the nation and sparked a fierce debate over medical malpractice and the duty of care owed to vulnerable patients.
Hear the full story on our new podcast, Nurse of Death, available wherever you get podcasts.
Search and press subscribe so you don't miss any of the chilling details in this shocking story. Search Nurse of Death right now and press subscribe where you get podcasts.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
That indeed it is, and we are taking your phone calls about the cases that we're following for you right here. If you want to weigh in on anything, you can call in 24-7 and give us your voice and your opinion. 888-554-5537. 888-5-KILLER is the phone number to weigh in. We're talking a lot of stuff on this show. Alec Murdaugh, Brian Koberger, the Daybells, Brian Walsh, Gabby Petito, Lucy Letby, the murder of Jared Brannigan, Ellen Greenberg. There's a lot. If you want to express it, we would love to hear it. Tony and Stacey Cole with you. Let's go to our first call here, Stace. This is someone that wants to talk about a thought and an observation that they have about Brian Koberger, and I am very interested to comment on it because I'm going to say I've been thinking the same thing since the beginning. Let's take a listen. Yeah.
Hi, Tony. This is Marissa from San Antonio, Texas, and I'm just calling because I wanted to comment generally on Brian Koberger and bring up something that almost no one is talking about that I haven't heard mentioned in months. But I believe that Brian Koberger has high-functioning autism, formerly Asperger's. And no one is discussing this. We're being very focused on, you know, psychopathy and sociopathy and other things like that. But to me, it seems very obvious that his crimes really lack, and the way that they unfolded, have a general lack of dynamic intelligence. We know that individuals with Asperger's or high-functioning autism are typically in static mode a lot of the time. They lack the ability to sort of make changes in real time to their routine, to their mindset, in their strategy, more so than neurotypical people. And I just look at the mistakes that he made, and they seem so rudimentary. I feel like he must have created this structure or this crime plan, but then it's obvious he was not able to adapt in real time the way that many of us might if we had more of this dynamic ability. Also, he really lacks the social gravitas of many other like infamous killers that he admires, such as like BTK or Bundy, people that generally did very well, did better socially. They had a lot of social position or social capital within their communities. He doesn't seem to be able to do that at all. Obviously, he seems pretty awkward, has a difficult time entering a group or understanding social cues, and just doesn't seem to understand the rules of engagement very well, which can lead to very significant frustration. I'm sure anyone can understand this. If you have the same sort of sexual evolution during puberty, the same kind of needs that everybody else does, but you lack the ability to enter these social groups and get your needs met by meeting these other women and, you know, trying to interact socially. And we know that he does have obsessive compulsive traits, which are often comorbid with ASD. There are many comorbidities with ASD, and OCD is definitely one of them. He obviously has some really significant food choices, very narrow food choices. I don't know if it's like the sensory or the texture or the tactile of other meats and things like that that really bother him, but he's obviously very fixated on, you know, this in this area, which is also, like I said, typical of ASD. And then finally, I feel like no one is talking about this. And oh, finally, visual snow. He does mention visual snow. And we know that a predominant feature of ASD is overexcitability of neurons. There is a huge overlap with visual hyperexcitability, visual problems, visual issues, seizures, migraine, things like that with ASD. I think it's almost upward of like even up to 40% of people who have ASD also will have, you know, some seizure-related issues. And there's quite a bit of research on visual snow and autism. And so this seems obvious to me, but again, I had only seen it mentioned one other place. A commentator had commented that had brought up the autism thing under another comment, another video, and was absolutely crucified for bringing this up. People just launched at this woman for suggesting that ASD could possibly be a part of it and suggesting that ASD, people with ASD could have these sort of tendencies. I don't believe that. I don't believe there's anything inherently in ASD that makes somebody more likely to be a killer at all. But I do think that this fixation and the inability to, and a lack of social and emotional intelligence as part of the feedback loop that most of us have could play a significant part. And the fact that we don't talk about it does this huge injustice as a society, because we're unable to help people with these needs and help them get their needs met and help them deal with this. Lastly, if you read much about Elliot Rodger, there are some places in when I did some digging that his parents did think that he had high functioning autism. They weren't quite sure what was going on with him, but there are many features of high functioning ASD. A lot of people did think that Elliot Rodger had something along those lines. And Brian has there are more commonalities with him and Elliot Rodger than I think any other killer that we are comparing him to or talking about in regards to him. So I just wanted to bring that up. Just a thought. I know that's long, but I dismayed and kind of frustrated that no one is bringing this up, because we really need to talk about it.
I very much agree.
Wow, Marissa. Boy, she had her material. That is some good stuff.
I like that she could back it all up, and here's why, and here's why. I 100% agree. This is one of the first things I thought of when I saw him, and the interactions that I read about, the things that he wrote, it all was very, very like, yep, that's that. And why do I say that? Because I believe that I have high functioning Asperger's. I've said that for years. I found many ways to adapt, and you'd hardly know it anymore. But growing up and through younger years, before I really kind of forced myself into doing media, I was always awkward. It was always, now I never had like, and in no way when you have Asperger's do you want to like attack women or do anything like that.
Right.
But in some ways, You can get very frustrated. Things are a little more, can be a lot more difficult to navigate. Some things that seem to come very naturally for others do not at all for individuals with this. But you have like almost superpowers in other areas where other people do not. And like, how do you have this motor like this? How can you do this so well and that so well? And to people that have that, it's like, just doing what I do. It's not anything weird. But there's deficiencies in some areas and superpowers in others, and it can be very bizarre. And I can see if the right formula happened here, if the right conditioning was met, if the right formulation of nature and nurture are all there, that an individual could end up being molded into this type of a person. So in no way am I saying someone that has high functioning this is any way, you know, going to be a murderer or anything of that sort. But I can see and understand a little bit more. I think about the A plus B equals C with what was dealt to him or the situations he got himself in as to how he ended up there. If in fact he is the murderer, obviously innocent until proven guilty.
How old is Brian?
I think like 20, late 20s. I don't know the exact. I want to say they're 26 or 29, but I don't have it in front of me.
So, you know, maybe in the last 20, 25 years, we've really honed in on what autism and Asperger's syndrome, what they are and how they exacerbate themselves.
We finally gave it a name and then we took it away.
Yeah, well, exactly. Do you think he is a high functioning autistic individual or do you think he's Asperger's?
Well, Asperger's is a form of autism technically, which I think should be separated. And I think already has been separated. But it's on the scale somewhere. So I think he's high functioning. That would be my, if we're using the old terminology, which I know Asperger's isn't even a term they use anymore. But if we were to go back 5 years and use the term, I would say that. I don't know the exact correct term today, but it would be that. That's what I would say. I remember watching, the way I learned about it was there was an HBO documentary on it about 15 years ago. And I remember sitting there just watching TV and like, oh, this looks interesting. And I was like, holy shit, that describes me in so many ways, like just how my mind works. And then I kept looking in and going, oh my God, I think I'm self-diagnosed. I never had any like true diagnosis, but I would put money on it in many ways. But it's an interesting, it's a different way of thinking. A lot of people who are super intelligent and super successful, who's Virgin Airlines guy? Richard Branson.
Yes.
Elon Musk. They all are. And they've come out and said it. So like I said, it can be a superpower. But it does create difficulty sometime interpersonally and understanding others. And if taken to the extreme or there's something really even further off, and there's no one that ever kind of helped get some guidance there or direction, and there was not enough introspection or enough encouragement to find introspection, it can go pretty bad, I think. And that could be what happened here.
Well, and don't they say that Einstein was on the spectrum as well?
You'd have to be. Anybody who has who can demonstrate very deep intelligence, I think would be almost considered on some sort of spectrum because it's not the average.
Yeah. And they're tapping into something in their brain that other people just don't have access to.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. But yeah, Marissa was really onto something. And you know, you've been saying it for a while now with this guy, right?
Yeah, I've been saying it from the beginning. I mean, I really do think I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose anybody. But I just looking at it and just seeing some of the cues, he's got the cues 100%. And there's a level of confusion there. And I think there's other things going on. I don't think it's just strictly that. I think there's some other personality disorder that have come into play with it that creates this toxic mix of who he is. If, in fact, again, if he did it.
Yeah.
But I'd say even without him doing it, there's something off with that person. I don't know what it is, but those are my guesses. But no, Marissa, thank you for that insight. Really do appreciate that. Very, very helpful to hear another individual say that sort of thought.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in? Give us your opinion. We'd love to hear it. You can call 24/7-888-5KILLER. 888-554-5537 to weigh in and let your voice be heard. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our discussions, interviews, and coverage of the cases that we got for you here. Get an ad-free version through Apple Podcasts when you subscribe there. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.